So on February 15, an armed group entered the Wa'ashilak village, which has a huge host population of people who have been displaced, and grabbed 89 children who were preparing for an examination. And they also took six teachers. And then we understand that they went from house to house and took other children, other boys. All the boys were aged over 12, so 13 up. And we understand that the number of 89 is what we can confirm, but we believe there's many more children, boy children involved.
What should be the purpose or the reason for abducting these young boys between the age of 12 and 13?
We've been told it's for military reasons, being child soldiers. And we have condemned the act, and we want the children to be returned immediately to the school so they can do their examinations and they can continue their education.
This abduction took place in Wa'ashilak village, and you also mentioned that six teachers were also abducted. Who is actually behind this abduction, according to UNICEF?
We have been told the name of a group which the local people hold responsible, but to this particular point we've been unable to verify whether that's in fact true. And until we actually do have verification, I hope you'd understand that we would not talk about it.
What is UNICEF doing to secure the release of these 89 young boys plus six teachers who are supposed to be sitting for the exams?
We have people who are currently being allowed to go out to this village. Up until yesterday, it was considered too insecure to go there. But we had UNICEF people who went into the village yesterday, and they started the process of inquiring and trying to verify what actually went on. You should understand that there is a considerable amount of fear and concern in the village. Parents are very worried, and those parents of the actual children who have been taken are very, very worried about their children and about themselves. So we've started, one, by trying to exactly find out what happened, and secondly, we have called upon the armed group concerned to return the children immediately, and we're going to work hard now to try and secure their release.
Most of the parents of these young boys who have been abducted will be hoping that UNICEF will do all it can to secure their release. As some of the parents who might be listening to you, for how long will they continue hoping that their boys will be back to them?
We are going to try very hard to get those children back to them. You know what it's like. You know how difficult these situations are. But no matter what happens, we're going to try very hard. We'll be working through every single avenue we can, both here in Juba and also up in Upper Nile.